This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tough day. Thought we swung the bat well. I'm happy about that, but we had a tough time on the mound keeping the ball in the ballpark. Thought he was okay. You know, he just made that bad pitch to Waters there, open base. And besides that, though, we kind of had him in the 85-90 pitch range. He got to 81. But besides that one pitch, I thought it was pretty good.
That's Brandon Hyde after the game talking about his starter, Kyle Gibson. Four innings, five hits, just one walk, three earned runs, three strikeouts, gave up a home run. So the good, he did get through the first inning without giving up a run, which was much better than the first time. He had only given up one run through three.
He did not give up four home runs in his first 11 pitches.
No. So that
cleared that hurdle.
So he was better than he was his first start. Any reason for optimism? He looked like the feel was a little better, but obviously three runs in four innings, not good.
Yeah. He's not ready for the major leagues. I told you what I saw in Aberdeen, and we all saw what happened against the Yankees, and this is a lesser lineup, and you know, he did not start nearly as horrifically. We're really grading on a curve here, but I'll give him that. But like, you know, 23% called strike and whiff rate, then you better be getting a lot of soft contact and a lot of soft ground balls, otherwise you're in trouble. And that was not the case. And when they made contact, they made a lot of loud contact. And he should not be in a major league rotation right now, but he's going to be.
They have no choice.
They're going to look at this as progress. Now, I would say you went from abject, utter failure to just sort of household garden variety failure, but it's failure's failure. You know, we can talk. It's like we went from an F plus to an F, like or whatever, an F to an F plus. I don't know, but that's where we are. Do I think he can get by on pure stuff? Absolutely not. You know, Velo, his four seam was down. He threw one four seam fastball. Not sure what that was all about. But this was a guy who was topping out with the four seam, which he threw a whole lot the last time, at around 92.5. I have major concerns about him being able to give you even five innings of competent ball anytime soon. I just do. I mean, we can say it's early, we can say it's this or that. His sinker is his preferred pitch right now. He's thrown it 55 times. The league's batting .430 and slugging .800 off of it. Like, I mean, what do you want me to say?
But Jason, he's got to be able to provide that at length, because even in 2023, when he was here, and if you look at his numbers, the ERA was inflated. Did he have some moments? Absolutely. But he pitched, 193 innings? Yesterday... It was a step in the right direction. If you want to look at it with a glass half full of some orange Kool-Aid, he was one strike away from getting through four innings, just giving up one run, because Drew Waters had that two out, two strike, two RBI single to drive it in. But it's not all on him. I mean, he's just in this poor situation because of the roster construction. He didn't get eased into this thing. His first team he faced was the Yankees, following 9 days prior to his last start in Aberdeen. He has not had a smooth transition to get ready and with no spring training.
It's absolutely brilliant. Whoever decided to go high A, then 9 days off, then major leagues is for a guy who's 37 years old.
And this was, of course, a much softer lineup, even though if you just watched yesterday, you wouldn't think that.
No.
But he's got to be able to give him innings.
There was nothing precluding them from going out and signing Kyle Gibson 3 hours after Grayson Rodriguez couldn't throw 91 miles an hour in the bullpen in Fort Myers, Florida. Was that February? I believe that was late February, March. They waited to sign this guy until right before they broke camp. So no, it's not on Kyle Gibson. But like, Kyle Gibson cares. Kyle Gibson knows what this team needs. Kyle Gibson in his heart must know he wasn't given the adequate runway to show better. But, like, I feel embarrassed for Kyle Gibson. You know, I feel like Kyle Gibson deserves
better.
Well,
you can tell
better.
He's a competitor.
Absolutely. And so they bring him in part because, you know, you have plenty of people shilling for them, talking about intangible this, intangible that. When the league's hitting 430 off your best pitch and slugging 800 off of it, I got news for you. You can't help anybody with anything. You can't say anything to anybody. Like, the whole idea that, well, he's going to make them better just by being here. Nah, when they throw you to the wolves like this and you produce like this, and I'm using produce in air quotes, when you get your brains beat in like this, yeah, no, it's slop is slop.
Now the next question is, though, who the heck starts Wednesday? Because that's still listed as TBA because they pushed back Dean a day after getting hit with the 103-mile-per-hour ball.
Well, we don't think it's any chance that that's Eflin.
Could be. He
that was yesterday. Tuesday went, or Thursday. Maybe Eflin.
Well, Dean's listed for Thursday. It's Cade Tuesday because they wanted to give Dean an extra day.
Maybe it's an opener?
I have a feeling Eflin was pitching okay, pitching well. He had a normal spring training. He made, what, three starts before he went down?
Mm-hmm.
He pitched well in Aberdeen, threw four innings, I think. Like, with the way they ramp, like, don't even ramp guys up, just throw them back. Like, how much more do we think he's going to do down there?
Well, he's already come out and said that he only wants that to be a one-time thing. He's ready to come back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm inclined to think that they would go ahead and do that because, again, the alternative is more Gibson, more Morton, more Brandon Young. I mean,
and I don't even think Young's been down long enough at this point to be recalled.
He'll take an injury.
Unless there's another injury or something.
Yeah. Okay,
but, like, McDermott needs to be built up. Eflin already had a normal spring. Eflin made some quality starts. Like, I mean, yeah, Wednesday after just pitching on Sunday is
not ideal.
Would seem to be too soon. But how many pitches did Morton throw over? Didn't he two and a third the last time out? He had to throw.
Morton threw 24 pitches yesterday.
24, yes, that was no. But I mean, the time before
that was 2 and a third. Yeah,
like I'm just trying to think time before that. Before, you know, how much time between?
He threw 43 pitches in that game.
And I think Eflin threw 48 yesterday.
But the game against the Yankees was last Tuesday.
Tuesday. And he pitched against Sunday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So 4 days. I think Eflin's back ASAP. I think if they're serious, they were a serious organization, you just have to get rid of Charlie Morton. You can't keep doing this to your ball club. You made a mistake. It was a huge mistake.
You did it last year too when they hung on.
Do you compound it or do you eliminate it?
Jason, They made a mistake last year with Craig Kimbrell, and yes, difference is Kimbrell did have give them a couple good months, but it was pretty clear post All-Star break he was done, and they kept running him out there and running him out there. They didn't get rid of him until September, I think.
I understand that, but it's easier to hide him than it is this guy. And guess what? Last year they had the best record in baseball on June 20th. This is a different scenario. They're already chasing. They don't have that luxury. They haven't built up the collateral where we could have, you know, this guy could blow three or four saves in 2 weeks and we'll still be like, no. They don't have that luxury. They know they don't have that luxury. We've already seen it play out how quick Gunner, and they do this in general anyway, but just start counting the guy. Gunner came back too soon. Westy came back too soon. Gibson came back too soon. Yeah. Like, Eflin's about to do it.
By the way, Westy was running around yesterday on the field. He's probably going to be back when his 10 days are up. So, and I don't know if that'll be too soon, but we'll find out. Hey, come, we'll get back to the Orioles in a little bit. But coming up next, some purple rain in the forecast. Rookie minicamp media availability yesterday. Beltway Ben was there. He'll tell us what he saw as the rookies were out on the field at one winning drive. That's next here on The Fan.